Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Three past the hour now. It's the Good Day Travel portion, or should I say it's the portion of the program we focus on travel. That's probably a better sentence. Pauline Frommer is here from the Frommer Travel Guides at Frommers.com, where they focus on going to the Caribbean. Do we start with Cuba? Or we go to Colombia? Do we go to the places where the virus is? Where do we go and how do we get there? Plus, maybe, Richie, I might take a moment to do a little dumping on American Airlines.
I might.
Just to clean your
soul.
I just
might do that.
Right. Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know an easy way to spot a phony? Well, it's a fairly simple technique, easy to spot and foolproof. Here's the social science of it. If you want to spot a phony, all you got to do is look at their smile. You see, when people sincerely smile, it makes wrinkles around the eyes. When people are not sincere, and you get a phony smile, there are no wrinkles around the eyes. This type of no-wrinkle smile is called a Duchenne smile, and you'll see it anytime anyone is trying to manipulate you with false praise. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't base any attraction on smile alone. I've said it once, I've said it 100 times. Actions, words, and smiles must match. If they don't, congratulations, you found a phony. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV. All right, 55 past the hour. Happy to have Pauline Frommer back with us again from Frommers.com, the Frommer's travel guide, respected around the country and around the world as the best information on traveling. I don't know how you do it. I do a lot of traveling. And I used to have somebody, and I say this not to sound like a jerk, Pauline, but I used to have somebody that used to take care of all of my travel arrangements, and that person is gone, so I'm doing it myself. I spent 2 hours and 45 minutes on the phone with 4 different representatives from American Airlines trying to get 3 tickets straightened out, spending $1,500, and arguing with every single one of them about what the last person said.
But you know what? So is Delta. So is United. The problem is we have no alternatives in this country anymore. 4 airlines, and I'm going to put Southwest into that packet, though I think their customer service is better. 4 airlines control 80% of the routes in this country. They can do what they want, and so they have. Sounds like you need to hire a travel agent again and just not deal with this hassle.
Find me a good one, and I will. All right. So you have a blog up today about the fact that officials in certain parts of Italy have decided they need to cut their tourism in half to protect the area. What's the story here? This is a beautiful area. I know the area. I was there once myself. Fishing villages. Isn't it on the south side, the south end? Do I remember it? Is being on the south side?
Yeah, it's in the area called Liguria. It's called Cinque Terre. It's called the Italian Riviera, and for a reason, gorgeous Riviera. Little fishing villages kind of tumbling down cliffs that are attached by different hiking trails. Problem is, cruise ships have been being ported nearby, and bus tours have discovered this area because it used to be so idyllic. So 2.5 million people descended on towns that have less than, 5,000, 10,000 residents each last year. And you cannot walk the streets without hearing German and English, anything but Italian, really loudly. And the officials there are going to create a ticketing system. I think this is the first time this has ever happened because it's an area. They're going to make you buy a ticket online to go to this area of Italy, and they're also going to put sensors on the roads, and when too many people come in, they're going to close the roads by the police. So it points to a big problem in travel. Certain areas are being overloved.
And when you look at these huge travel ships that are going. I've been in and out of Long Beach a couple of times in the last few weeks. You see every weekend these huge ships. I'm not that close. I've not been on one of these. Last time I took a cruise, it was on the Norway, I think. I haven't been with the QE2. That's the kind of ship. I've never been on one of these huge, huge liners. But when they go into the play, even in the Caribbean, I don't understand how St. Thomas or these little islands handle thousands of people that come off of these ships every day.
Well, that's why some of the ships have created their own artificial ports. So you go off the ship into a little world created by the ship where everything you buy is going to be sold by the ship and you're not really going to experience the local culture.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.